Then I wonder if I could get a couple of volunteers, please. No age limits. How's that? You can't be too young and you can't be too old. Can you pass one of those out to everyone? And can you pass one of those out to everyone, please? So if you look at the pen, you'll see that it says Newhall Christian Fellowship. It has our address and our website on there. So feel free to take an extra one if you want and leave it anywhere you want. I know you can't have too many good pens, right? All right, so that's with the pens. And now if you look at your handout, I'll just kind of go over these, and then we will break up into groups of between 3 and 5 people. Thank you, Denise. Problem. So if you see at the top of the paper, I started out with 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verses 14, 15, and 16. Before we read this, though, I just want to give you a little background. If you go back and read this whole chapter, it is an amazing chapter. It's like, wow. This is a chapter that Solomon's now king, and for 7 years he's been making the temple for God, you know, the temple that's got the gold walls. Everything's inlaid gold or solid gold. It's just absolutely incredible. And then they dedicate the temple. And it says that, I mean, tens of thousands of animals were dedicated that day. I mean, literally, I think Solomon himself dedicated like 70,000 sheep. That was just, he also did oxen. All the people did their sacrifices. Family heads did their sacrifices. And if you read that whole area in that passage of Scripture, it's really amazing because it says all the Levites were sacrificing, and they couldn't keep up with how many animals there were. So basically, they just kind of went through and said, okay, Jeanette, you can start doing it. Okay, Denise, you're authorized. Okay, Matt, you're authorized. Heck with it. Everybody's authorized. Go ahead. Start sacrificing. And they start, I mean, that totally broke the rule because only Levites could do this. But they authorized everybody. And so that's a picture of the New Testament church, right? Jesus was the only one who could raise the dead and heal blind eyes and set the captives free until he authorized all of us to do it. And so they dedicate this temple in the physical, and it says, and then Solomon basically dedicates it, and the Holy Spirit falls so heavy they had to stop doing everything they were doing because the presence of the Holy Ghost was so heavy. First the physical and then the spiritual. And today, I just want to point out that because we pray in the physical, and then in the spiritual, prayers are answered. So today, we're going to do something physical and spiritual, but God's going to answer in the spiritual and physical. Like what we do, he'll reverse and bring that to us. So when we read this, this is what Solomon said. God said it through Solomon. He says, verse 14, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open, and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. I have chosen and consecrated this temple, so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there." That's what God said through Solomon in 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Right below there, I put the New Testament promise. This is what Paul wrote to the Corinthian church. "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?" And so in this passage out of 2 Chronicles 7, I think most of us are pretty familiar with it. It's used often to incite us, encourage us to prayer. And then it's always about the temple dedication, which was the most magnificent temple in all the Old Testament. But it doesn't compare to the New Testament temple. It really doesn't. God is in us now. Do you know this morning as we pray, there is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18. There's 21 of us in this room that's going to pray. Do you know that we're part of the global temple of God, though? As we pray, we're linked with every Christian church in Grand Rapids. And in Michigan, and in all 50 states, and in every country worldwide today. We're going to be praying in unity as the temple activates, and God promises what? He says, I've chosen and consecrated this temple. That's you and me. We are the temple of God. That's what we see it right in the Bible. And it says his eyes and his heart will be there. So God's listening to our prayers today as we pray. Are the problems in our country big? Absolutely. Is our God bigger? Absolutely. And so I just want to encourage us. It's like, yeah, we're in a trying time right now. But God who began a good work will complete it to the end. It's one of my favorite passages. When it's hard to know what to pray because either it's so big or it's been going so long, I love to pray that one. God, you started a good work here. You complete it. It's not up to the Republicans. It's not up to Congress. It's not up to the president. It's not up to the governor. It's up to you, God. Would you complete the good work? We're going to trust in you. So today, as we pray, we're going to break up. You can see I just got a few things here to help us be a little focused. So have everyone group up in groups of 3 to 5 people. If you end up with 6 people, I'm not going to throw the penalty flag. So somewhere around 3 to 5 people. We're going to pray for 5 specific areas today, and this is how we'll do it. First off, when we get into our groups, we start praying. Nobody prays from the front. We want the whole temple activated today, not just the pastor. So we're all going to pray. We did this before. It might sound familiar. It's because we did it once before. So everybody prays. Nobody prays from the front. Everybody prays, and it can be 1 or 2 words. You can just say, thank you, Lord. Or you can say, help, Lord. That's done. Perfect. Great. Nobody prays for more than 1 or 2 minutes at the most in the group. Nobody. We don't want 5-minute-long prayers. We want everybody praying. Simple prayers are awesome. Then after that, we will have a worship song in between the different times or areas of prayer, finishing up with prayer for that area as needed, and then join in with the worship song. After each song, we'll be directed into prayer for the next area. So as the Lord leads, pray for God to protect the president and to be at work in and through him during this critical time. I know you guys all know all the stuff going on, maybe not. I don't think anybody knows all this stuff, but, President Trump's just getting over COVID. Can you imagine what this looks like if he would have died from COVID? I mean, then we're literally, Mike Pence is the only thing standing in the way of Nancy Pelosi being our president. So the president had COVID. People are dying from COVID. I know it's not as big as they are magnifying it and beating the drums, but I'm just saying this is pretty serious stuff. The enemy wanted Trump to catch COVID to die. The enemy was trying to kill our president with it. We need to pray for a quick confirmation for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. We need to pray that the presidential election, parentheses, and all the November 3rd elections would be peaceful with honest results. We need to pray for victims of all the wildfires all out west that you guys know all summer. It's been horrible. It's still continuing. The different storms and hurricanes from down south in the Midwest, for the people to be protected and they'd be able to rebuild quickly. And then the last one, for God to use us to help put an end to human trafficking. So those are the 5 things we're going to be praying about today. I just want to try to encourage us to pray biblically. Because I know everybody's got an opinion about everything nowadays. I get that. But my opinion doesn't matter when I compare it to Jesus' opinion. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. He's my boss. And as pastor of this church, I want to strongly encourage all of us. Pray biblically. Vote biblically. God is against abortion. God is against homosexual marriages. That's what the Bible teaches us. If you're born again Christian, if you believe those things, then let's pray accordingly and let's vote accordingly. Amen? So I'll start us off. I'll have us break up into smaller groups, and then we'll start out by praying for God to protect the president and be at work in and through him during this critical time. We'll take about 5 minutes to pray through that, and then I'll have Jake or Brad start a worship song. At the end of that song, when you hear that song, that means wrap it up. At the end of that song, then we'll start the next thing. So then we'll pray for about 5 minutes, another song to tell us to wrap it up. At the end of that song, we'll go into the next one. So at the end of each song, I'll come up, I'll tell us what we're going to be praying about, and then we'll start praying. Okay, so if we can just break off into groups of between 3 and 5 people, that would be great. So we'll start off by praying for the president. The first thing, first bullet point on our list of five things. And then at about 10 after, they'll start a worship song. And at the end of that, then I'll come back up and announce the next thing. Okay, we're going to move from praying for the president to the confirmation of Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. This is, I think you guys already know this, but just to remind us, this is a super big deal. This is probably going to have bigger repercussions than the presidential election, this woman being nominated to this court, because this will make it a conservative court, the highest court in the land, for decades to come. So regardless who's president 4 years from now or 8 years from now, the conservative court would still be flavoring our country. This is really important. We're going to begin to pray for the presidential election and all the rest of the elections coming up here on November 3rd. It's just a few weeks away now. That they'd be peaceful and that we would get the honest results. Jake, can you turn that down just a little bit more, please? Thank you. We're going to switch it a little bit now, start praying for people that are victims of the wildfires, of the storms and the hurricanes, that they would be protected. A lot of them are still going through this stuff, but then also be able to rebuild after these things go by them. So if we could start praying for all of them as the Lord leads you. We're going to begin to start praying for an end to human trafficking, so if we can start praying towards that. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you so much for, first off, that you move inside us, that you're the one that stirs us and gives us the unction, the spiritual movement inside us to want to pray. You stir our hearts, and then you give us the prayers in our minds. It's you that causes us to have an appetite to pray things into existence. So we want to say thank you for that, God. Praying isn't just saying some hopeful things. Praying is being moved by the Holy Spirit and in faith expecting you, Father, to answer the very prayers that you put in our hearts. So, Lord, we prayed for specific things today. We prayed in agreement, according to your word. And Lord, we can expect you to answer these now. We believe, Father, that even before we leave this building, that you're already moving things according to our prayers. Lord, thank you for the elections coming up. Thank you, God, for what you're doing in these hot spots with human trafficking. Thank you, God, for what you're doing where the weather is the worst. You are right now bringing breakthrough for individuals and for families. And we just thank you so much, God. Our hope is in you. Father, would you please bless your people as we go into our different places where we live and work and play. Lord, would you please help us now to remember this, that as we're talking to different people and these things come up, would you help us just to be able to say something simple like, you know what, we just took time out to pray for these things because this is important and these people are important to God. Would you help us just to say something simple like that? And Lord, I also pray for opportunity that as we talk about what we did here today, that we'll have a chance and the boldness to pray for the people we're telling about Sunday morning. Would you please be with us and help us to do that now, Lord? We praise you and we exalt you. In Jesus' name, amen. So I want to encourage you guys to take a copy of this home with you, put it on your fridge or maybe hang it up on your bulletin board at work or wherever you want to do, somewhere that'll help you remember, help all of us to remember to be praying for this over the next few weeks up until maybe even a little bit past the elections, okay? So God bless you and have a great week. By the way, everybody, just go ahead and grab a pen or two and, like I say, just put them wherever you think they'll do the most good.